Chapter 18. Reacher drove on, with Alan King fast asleep next to him and Don McQueen fast asleep behind him. Karen Del Fuenzo was still awake, still upright and tense. Reacher could feel her gaze on his face in the mirror. He glanced up and made eye contact. She was staring at him, staring hard, as if mutely willing him to understand something. Understand what? Then numbers came back to him, this time specifically 13 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 9. Del Fuenzo had blinked out those numbers in 5 separate sequences between emphatic shakes of her head. Why? Communication of some kind? A simple alphabetical code? The 13th letter of the alphabet was M. The second was B, the third was C, the first was A, the ninth was I. M-B-C-A-I. Not a word. Not a Roman numeral. A corporation? An organization? An acronym like SNAFU or FUBAR? Reacher looked way ahead into the darkness and fixed the upcoming mile in his mind, all 4 dimensions. And then he met Del Fuenzo's eyes in the mirror again and silently mouthed the letters, all lips and teeth and tongue and exaggerated enunciation. M-B-C-A-I? Del Fuenzo glared back at him, eyes bright, half ecstatic that he was trying, half furious that he wasn't getting it, like a thirsty woman who sees an offered drink snatched away. She shook her head. No. She jerked her chin once to the left, and then once to the right. She stared hard at him, eyes wide as if to say, "See?" Reacher didn't see. Not immediately. Except to grasp that maybe the jerk to the left signified one thing and the jerk to the right signified another thing. 2 different categories. Perhaps the blinks preceded by the jerks to the left were letters, and the blinks preceded by the jerks to the right were numbers, or vice versa. M2CA9? 13B31I? Then Alan King stirred and woke up and moved in his seat, and Reacher saw Del Fuenzo turn her face away and stare out her window. King looked at Reacher and asked, "You okay?" Reacher nodded but said nothing. King said, "You need another aspirin?" Reacher shook his head no. King said, "Karen, give this guy another aspirin." No answer from Del Fuenzo. King said, "Karen?" Reacher said, "I don't need another aspirin." "You look like you do. Karen, give him a couple." "Maybe Karen needs her aspirins for herself." "She can share." "Don't worry about it." "But you look zoned out." "I'm just concentrating on the road ahead." "No, you look like you're thinking about something." "I'm always thinking about something." "Like what?" "Right now, a challenge," Reacher said. "What kind?" "Can you talk coherently and at normal speed for a whole minute?"
"What?"
"You heard." King paused. "Yes," he said. "Of course I can." "Can you talk coherently and at normal speed for a whole minute without using a word that contains the letter A?"
"Oh, that'd be tougher," King said. "Impossible, probably. Lots of words contain the letter A."
Reacher nodded. "You just used 3 of them. Total 18 since you woke up 10 seconds ago."
"So it's a stupid challenge."
"No, it's an easy challenge," Reacher said.
"How?"
"I'll tell you later," Reacher said. "Go back to sleep."
"No, tell me now."
"I'll tell you later," Reacher said again. "Think of it as something to look forward to." So King shrugged and then stared into space for a minute, distracted, maybe a little disgruntled, maybe even a little angry. But then he turned away and closed his eyes again. Reacher drove on and started thinking about the twin roadblocks they had passed through. 8 cars and 8 officers in each location, with flashlights and plenty of time for close scrutiny. He imagined himself a wanted man of average appearance, traveling alone, suddenly at risk and vulnerable, perhaps anticipating those roadblocks up ahead. What could such a man do to prepare?
He could disguise one or other of those fatal tells. That's what he could do. He could alter his average appearance with makeup or putty or wigs or fake piercings or fake tattoos or fake scars. But that would not be easy without skills and practice, and that would not be easy at short notice either. So he would have to address the other tell. He would have to make himself no longer alone. Which would be easy to do, even without skills or practice. Which would be easy to do, even at short notice. He could pick up a hitchhiker.